Who is next on stack? I heard Carolyn.
Carolyn, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
This question of people who are not able to make it to the station has also come up. And so the question of making an MP3 and sending it in is an option for people who cannot come to the station, whether they're banned from the station for bad behavior or whether they simply cannot make it for other reasons. So there are options, and this should not be an issue, and I think we should move on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And obviously, it's at the discretion of selection supervisor, so I will interface with that individual, but it's not, frankly, my call. It is the election supervisor, but that doesn't mean I won't make sure that he's aware of it. Alex, did you wish to speak, or were you just ascertaining before where we were on the agenda? Okay, that's not. Ken?
No, I'm just calling point of order. No question.
Okay. All right. And just, you know, as before, most of what I've been handling, I can give plenty of detail in the closed session. So it's probably more appropriate that I give a longer, you know, report in closed session and take more questions at that time, okay? And considering it's taken us absolutely forever to approve the agenda this evening, why don't we move on to the next thing and see what we can get done here, okay? So the first question up was regarding the in-person meeting. Bill, could you read that?
George, to the stack, please.
Okay, well, it's actually Campbell's motion. I just moved to move
it's
it up.
It's Campbell's motion. Okay, Campbell, would you like to go ahead and read the motion, please, for the benefit of the rest of the board?
Sure, just a moment here.
I can actually read it if you'd like. I can read it.
Okay. I've got it right here, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Whereas the Pacifica Auditor's Report has for a second year stated accordingly, substantial doubt remains as to the ability of the foundation to continue as a going concern as of the date of this report, whereas the expenses for in-person PMB meetings totaled approximately $55,000 for the two in-person meetings held to date, and whereas the board must weigh the gravity of Pacifica's fiscal challenges with that of the bylaws meeting schedule, and whereas the PNB members have the ultimate fiduciary responsibility to act accordingly on behalf of the Pacifica Foundation. Therefore, it is resolved that the Pacifica National Board shall cancel its planned third meeting for calendar year 2012.
Large for the staff.
All right. Thank you. Is there a second before we go on? Is there a second to that motion?
Bill.
Okay, Bill. Go ahead, George.
I want to move that we move this to the closed session. The reasons given for, the most recent reasons given for not going ahead with the in-person meeting have nothing to do with the wherefores in Campbell's motion, and in order to discuss them sensibly, it seems to me we have to be able to discuss the situation at the national office, and I don't see any way to do that in open session. So I would like to move this to closed session as the first item on the agenda.
I'll second that.
Who's the second?
This is Ali.
Ali, okay. Is there any objection to this?
I do. Teresa, I object.
Okay, so rather than a lot of discussion, how about we just take a vote on it? Should this get moved to closed session for final adjudication? Well, I obviously have to report out quickly if there's some change to something, but is there, since there's an objection, Teresa, did you wish to speak, or do you want to just go ahead and go to a vote?
I would like to say I've given information, I've given information. I keep getting additional information about our financial situation, and I think the board members should have enough information by now. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia. This is just about whether to move it to closed session or not. So
that's
go ahead.
Correct. Since the open session is for purposes of our listener membership and all of our listeners, actually, then I believe it needs to remain in open session. Plus, in open session, we've been meeting weekly in order to consider some of the reasons that some people had invoked about needing to have the in-person meeting. We passed all the budgets except for national. We moved the bylaws vote from November to December. and we ended up dealing with a lot more on our agenda than we normally do. So those are additional open session mitigating items that have an impact on this motion. So I would urge us to remain in open session.
All right. So
Bill,
the motion on the, I'm sorry, go ahead, Bill.
I was opposed to this, to canceling the meeting until recently, but I do have reasons now, and I think George is right. I think we can't talk about some of the reasons in open session, so I support George's motion to move it to closed session.
Okay, thank you. So if there's no objection, could we go to a vote? Does anyone mind if we go to a vote on this? Okay, so if you support moving it to closed session for greater elucidation of various issues, then vote yes. If you do not and wish to make the decision here in open session without necessarily all that back discussion, then vote no and or abstain. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ivan Alcimay.
Yes.
Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa. Neva Iaco.
No, there's no mint in executive session.
Madam Chair. Ms. Teresa, my vote is, I mean, sorry, Madam Secretary, no, I do not want this moved to private session. Thank you.
Wesley Duquesne?
Yes.
Colin Collins? Yes. Burden votes yes. Lydia Brazine?
No.
Closure?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Allie Lexer?
Yes.
Isia Wangaza votes no. Laura Priebus?
No.
George Tiger?
Yes.
Thank you, Peter.
I'll vote yes.
Whoever has a call, please mute the phone. Dan? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex?
Oh, I didn't hear you. Can you hear me now? This is Dan. Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
No. Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes, for closed session.
Okay. No.
Dan, can you vote no? Did you get that?
I did, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes. 0 abstentions.
I'm sorry, how many yeses?
10.
Okay, so the motion passes. Let's move to executive session. God almighty, let's not take forever approving that agenda so we actually get to it. Okay, thank you. All right. I guess that just moved with it the whole when's our next meeting. Sorry, guys. They were kind of attached at the hip. So the next thing up on the agenda is the malice motion. Does somebody wish to read that? Davis isn't on the call tonight, I believe. Steinberg, Alex, would you like to read it?
Sure, yeah, hold on.
All right, thank you. Let's just keep moving here.
Okay. Be it resolved that any person or member of the Pacifica Foundation that acts with malice and or violence and or levies threats, either verbal or physical, against Pacifica staff or members of the LSB or PNB should be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica governance. Further, any person or member of the Pacifica Foundation who acts to limit or undermine the fundraising and or function of the foundation or its radio stations and broadcast licenses should be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica governance, and that any person or member of the Pacifica Foundation who acts to undermine, counterbalance, destroy, or limit the Pacifica bylaws should be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica governance. That's the motion. I didn't write this motion originally, and I would actually like to get on the stack to offer an amendment or two to improve it, but I think it's a good starting point for a discussion.
Teresa, for the stack.
Can I finish motivating this motion?
Yeah, totally. Wow. People, you stop stepping on each other. Pretend we're shooting a movie and you can't hear the other person's line. Let Alex finish his sentence, then start making a stack. Go ahead, Alex.
Thank you. I think we've long delayed developing any kind of a policy about allowing the foundation to protect itself from destructive people that may be in our midst or try to enter our midst. I think any organization, profit or nonprofit, should be able to protect itself from destructive, potentially destructive members. I think we can do that and still be within the compliance of the law. I think we can provide due process and all those things that the law requires in order to do this. And obviously, we will have to have our legal counsel advise us on this. But I really think it's about time we at least begin this discussion. And for that reason, I offer this motion that was originally presented by Ms. Director Davis. Thank you.
All right,
put me on the stack for amendments, please.
Okay, thank you, Alex. So I had Teresa, and then I had a whole bunch of voices that all went out once. So let's take it orderly.
Dan?
You wanted to get Dan? And then who else?
Carolyn.
Okay, was that Nia also?
Yes, Carolyn. Nia. Yes.
Was
okay.
Lydia.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay, Bill?
Well, why don't we just let Alex do his amendment now first, since he was on the stack.
Oh, what the hell. Okay. All right, then after that, I've got Teresa. I thought I heard Dan. Correct me if I didn't. Then I heard Nia. I heard Lydia. I heard Nia. I heard Carolyn. I heard Lydia, and I heard Ken. Does that sound about right? Alex, go for it. Make your amendment, man. Alex, did you want to make that amendment now or not?
Yes, I would. I'm sorry. I was muted.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. It's in three parts, basically. The first part is I'd like to delete the following, where it says, and any person or member of the Pacifica Foundation who acts to undermine, counterbalance, destroy, or limit the Pacifica bylaws should be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica governance. I'd like to delete that. I think it's vague and does not contribute to the goal that this motion is supposed to be serving. And so that would be, and I'm open to whether you want to take this as three separate amendments or one amendment.
I take them one at a time if you want to get any of them passed, because someone may object to one and not another, and you're more likely to get whatever you're looking for passed if you do it one at a time. It's slower that way, but it's more functional.
I didn't catch you, Summer. You want this done one at a time?
I think so, because frequently we get hung up with the group, okay, even with minutes. So we take that one. Is there a second?
Second,
okay,
Carolyn. Thank you.
Carolyn is the second. Is there a discussion?
Could you read, Alex, could you read? Point of information, George, could you read it again, exactly what your amendment is?
Thank you. Go ahead, Alex.
It's basically to delete the last sentence, I think, which says, and any person or member of the Pacifica Foundation who acts to undermine, counterbalance, destroy, or limit the Pacifica bylaws should be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica governance. It's too vague. I'd like to remove that language.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any objection to removing that language, or is there a second discussion? Maybe no one will object to deleting the voice. Is there any objection to removal of that language? I'm not hearing any. Okay, so this is on deleting the paragraph that Alex has just kindly read twice. It's not adding language, it's deleting language from the motion. Is there any objection? Going once, twice, three times. I hear no objections. Passed without objection. That section is deleted. Go ahead, Alex. What's your other one? Next amendment, please. Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I was muted again, sorry.
Yes, of course. Go ahead. So that's okay. Easily. See, now you can. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I'd like to change the... hold on. I need to open up two different things at once here. Okay, let me... I'd like to alter the following language, where it says, has acted with malice and or violence with regard to the foundation, the stations, or Pacifica staff or members of the LSB or PNB. I'd like to change that to read, who has levied threats, either verbal or physical, against Pacifica staff or members of the LSB or PNB, shall be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica governance.
Okay, is there a second to that proposed amendment?
Let's change the language.
Do I have a second or not?
Yeah, let's, Alex, change the language. I heard you.
Okay, so is there a second to the change in the language or not? Anybody?
It's Bill.
Bill, you'll second? Okay, thank you. Is there an objection to the change in the language or discussion?
This is Dan. I object.
You object. You wish to speak, Dan?
I do.
Would you like to do it now? Go ahead, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that the amendment, although an improvement, still creates impossible problems, and that this is really the most poorly drafted proposal I've yet seen. It doesn't say who is going to make these decisions about disqualifying people. We have a procedure in the bylaws that specifies how a decision is to be made to disqualify a PNB member or an LSB member, but this language doesn't say who's going to make the decision, how you define terms like violence, what the limitations period is. The way Alex is reading the language, if someone did something 10 years ago, conceivably they could fall into his definition, and it just creates an impossible situation. It's an invitation for lawsuits, and I think this whole issue should be referred to counsel for advice as to what a reasonable disciplinary procedure should be in Pacifica and how it could work. Otherwise, I just think we're buying trouble at a time when we can't afford to pay for trouble.
Are you making a motion to that effect, Dan?
I move the matter to be referred to counsel.
Is there a second?
Second.
I second it.
Okay, well, I had three people second. That was three, so I'll take you because I could identify your voice, okay?
Point of information?
Yes, Alex.
I have no objection to the matter being referred to counsel, but I would like to make sure that it be at the top of our agenda at the next meeting, if that's what's going to be done right now.
Okay. That seems perfectly reasonable to me that it not have to be moved endlessly again. Is there any objection to the motion that we refer this matter to?
Yes, I object.
Okay. Sure, of course. Go ahead.
Yeah, counsel has already said he doesn't really care to rule on issues that should be questions of interpretation of the bylaws to some extent. We've had this come up on other issues. And I do think that the PNB needs to stop passing the buck here. We have procedures in the bylaws for dealing with this.
and we need to face the fact that we have a problem, and we need to interpret our own bylaws ourselves. Passing it to council is a delaying mechanism. We've delayed this for years, and the issue needs to be faced squarely by, I think, the members of this board. This is an issue that we need to take up. It's not a matter of a legal interpretation of the law. It's a matter of our interpreting our own bylaws and deciding how we want to protect the foundation from people who are threatening it, physically and otherwise. So I really object to moving it to council. I think we need to take it up here, and this is as good a time as any. We've really delayed it for a very long time. I think it's our issue, and it's just not right to pass it along. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are there other people for the staff before we take a vote on the motion?
This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
And this is Lydia.
All right, Lydia.
Okay, Madam Chair, I was on the stack, and I did not object to Alex's amendments because I just didn't want a whole bunch more discussion because I, too, feel that we cannot, put this together in a meeting of 20-some people over the phone. I don't know whether it needs to be sent to a subcommittee or, a task force to deal with it. But I would like to remind people on this national board that I don't know about your stations, but we had at KPFT task force that met and developed code of conduct rules over the course of a year, and means of handling complaints. And we tied up lots of people and lots of money handling complaints. Perhaps it should go to a task force before it goes to our attorney. But this can be truly a whole can of worms, as we've been down this road before. And I do agree with Dan that it doesn't say who's going to make the decision about what is insulting. Thank you.
Ken's on the stack still.
Thank you.
Remember that I'm on.
Yes, I've got Nia, Lydia, and Ken. Okay, I'm sorry, Ken, because you were probably on actually earlier, but let's just go with it, okay? So,
Ifthia.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Ifthia.
Of course, Ifthia. Okay, we're at time. Do you all mind if we go on just a few more minutes to finish the stack up here? Okay, let's do it. All right, Nia.
Okay, well, Dan mentioned some of what I was going to mention in terms of getting people off the boards, that there is a procedure for that. And I really think that we need to be careful, like Teresa said, to open up a whole can of worms. So all kinds of videos out there, some of which I have that it's funny, even a member on this board right here, a few meetings back, where a listener came up to the table. Granted, listeners should not have been there. And a board member, a director, actually got up to respond to the member. I thought that was inappropriate. He aggravates everybody. But that was inappropriate. So I think, that there's a saying in Jamaica that when you're digging holes, you dig two. So people need to be very careful. And I repeat, there are videos out there to make sure your house is clean before people start making accusations. And I think giving somebody a finger, somebody wants to call it a violent act. There's a whole range of stuff that can be added to this. So I support the motion to refer this to legal counsel. If there's any research to be done, I'll be more than happy to add to it. In writing,
Alex to the stack.
All right. Thank you, Nia. Lydia's next.
Yes. What I was going to say was that you can't, on this, I was going to concur with Teresa, you can't just wordsmith this, number one. And number two, even before it goes to a work group to wordsmith a policy, it really does need to have an opinion from council. And that opinion needs to be twofold, because what I heard was the motion also was addressing employees, which means that means an HR opinion, and that's different from the board issues that are addressed in the bylaws. And you can remove members from the board. Teresa has sat on a board where they have removed their own LSB members for conduct that they felt you know, was inappropriate. The way that the bylaws are written, in fact, give a great deal of leeway to the majority of the board. And so it does not have a great deal of criteria there. So if someone's really acting terribly, they would just be removed from the board. But with employees, you really need to have a lot of adequate input from HR as well as our counsel on developing that aspect of it. So it's a poorly crafted motion regardless. I know what the objective is, but I think it's absolutely first imperative to get some input from counsel, and I would say on the employee side of it, HR.
Alex on the stack.
Thank you, Lydia. Yes, I've got Ken, Afia, Alex. Then maybe we could wrap it up.
Okay. Please, somebody time me so I don't go over 90 seconds.
60 seconds.
I'm doing everything to protect the foundation from malicious intent and destructive intent actions by individuals. However, a lot of the phrasing in here sounds like it's coming from the Ayatollah Khomeini. You're mandating acts that you consider or someone considers to be malicious and have a foul intent. That's very, very subjective. And you have no protocol there for making charges or hearing charges or handling appeals. And all of them are terms of art. You know, what if somebody curses somebody? What if somebody says, what if somebody coughs or, you know, accidentally gets a liquid on somebody? This is, and it can also be used for witch hunts. That's the most dangerous thing about it. Anybody can accuse anybody of being malicious. So I want to make a substitute motion. We can't keep paying attorneys. I want a substitute motion to refer this to the governance committee to write it in accord with contemporary policies in similar in other nonprofits. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. This is standard policy. We just have to take it from existing nonprofits. So my substitute motion is to refer this to the governance committee, not to attorney.
Is there a second?
I'm not attacking you, Ken. But I second. Okay, Ken, that's not an attack. I second your motion.
Okay, Dia, thank you. All right, folks. So we got a substitute on the floor. Alex, I'm going to take you because you're on stack. And then we're going to vote on this stuff because we're past time, okay? So go ahead, Alex.
Okay, just to clear up something, this motion has nothing to do with kicking people off governing boards. It's a motion to protect the foundation from disqualifying people from membership in the foundation who are destructive of the foundation. That's the intent of the motion. It certainly could be improved on its language. I'm not denying that. However, you should be aware that this is the intent of the motion is to set a policy. Setting a policy does not mean that you have to have all the nuts and bolts of the implementation of that policy in place. That could be done separately, but step number one is to at least set the policy, and that's what I think we should be doing. And as to the question of who's going to make the decisions, well, yes, we have to figure out who's going to make the decisions, but I don't think we want to be left with a situation where no one makes any decision that simply leaves the foundation unprotected.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we've got a substitute motion on the floor, which is to refer this motion with all its permutations to governance. I'm sorry, was to governance, correct, Ken?
That's correct.
Okay, to governance, rework it in accord with other nonprofit organizations' policies. The motion for which it was substituting was to refer it to our attorneys to have it legally worked over. So if you support sending it to governance, then vote yes on the substitute. It'll become the main motion, and then we'll have to vote yes again. If you do not, then vote no, and then we'll vote on that main motion, which is not actually the motion, the main motion. God, I've lost my Roberts. But anyway, right now the two things that are in front of us are, do we refer it to governance? Do we refer it to an attorney? Or if both of those were defeated, do we vote on it tonight with amendments right here on the board without referring it anywhere? Okay, those are our three options. If you support referring it to governance, then you would vote yes on the substitute, and then yes when that becomes the main motion. If you support referring it to an attorney, you would vote no on the substitute and yes on that motion. If you supported neither of those and wanted to vote on it tonight here at the P&B, then you would vote both of those items down, and then we would get to the actual motion. All right? It's a little messy, but Let's do it. So, Madam Secretary, we're going to vote on the substitute motion, which is to refer it to governance to work the policy out in accordance with other nonprofit organizations' similar policies. So if you support that, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no or abstain. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Please call the roll.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ivan Alsame.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Mia Bediako.
Yes.
Oh boy. Oh God. Mia Bediako wrote it. Yes. Leslie Bethune.
Yes.
Please, this. I have an emergency here. Hello?
Sorry, Madam Secretary, do you need to stop calling the roll and have Bill take over?
Actually, I do, but let me go ahead and finish. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Verzon?
Yes.
How do you vote?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis. Reverend Gold is excused. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Pass.
Allie Lexa.
Yes.
Ethan Wangaza votes no. Laura Priebus. George Ryder?
Yes.
Nancy Rosenberg? Tracy can't hear you. Dan Siegel?
Sorry. Hi, Afia. I vote yes. Referring to governance.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay. So it's... Lydia Brizard, how do you vote?
No.
Campbell Johnson, how do you vote?
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, yes. One, two, three, four, no's. And zero abstentions. Bill, could you complete this for me, please?
Okay. Well, the motion passes, but I'll be glad to take the next vote.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, thank you, Bill. So the substitute passes becomes the main motion. If you support it, which will then refer it to governance, when we're done with this item on the agenda for this evening, then you would vote yes. If you do not, then you would vote no. Okay, so this has substituted out the motion to refer to a lawyer. So now we're down to, do we vote to refer to governance or do we deal with it this evening? So if you support its governance, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no or abstain. Thank you. Bill, could you go ahead and call the roll, please?
I'll just ask if there are any objections.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is the vote on the substituted motion. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa.
Teresa
Mia
says
Bediako?
Yes. Teresa says yes.
Teresa says yes. Thank you. Mia?
Yes, for the substitute to refer to governance, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis? Kathy's not on the call. Revlon Gold? I believe she's not also on the call. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Fiona Gaza, are you back? Can't hear you, Fia. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? I was not on the call. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg? I hear talking in the background. Somebody needs to mute. Tracy?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, okay, thank you. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Oh, Andrea's not on the call. Carolyn passed?
Passed. I vote no.
Okay, no, I think I heard Ivan.
Yes, it's me. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses and 3 noes. So motion's approved. Motion to refer is approved.
Okay, thank you. So the motion is referred to governance. Okay, thank you. I trust George that will come back from governance freshly prepared before it comes back to the board. Thank you. All right, very good. So next on the agenda, we're set to go until 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern, in open session, is the Governance Committee motion. George, would you like to go ahead and take that, please?
Yeah.
I think I got the agenda without them, if you could go ahead and read everything. Thank you.
So the original motion came out of the Governance Committee by a 6-4 vote. It says, due to lack of bylaws mandated notice to all KPFK LSB members, September 16th vote of the KPFK LSB on the presentation of a PD candidate list is declared null and void. Tracy moved to amend it. No vote can go forward until all members of the LSB are documented to have reviewed resumes and had equal exposure to interviews to assess the qualifications of all 16 candidates before voting to hire eliminate them from a hiring pool. That was seconded by Ali. And there was no vote taken on that. Lydia moved a second amendment. All election materials shall be brought to the LSB meeting site. Andrea seconded that, and again, no vote was taken. So the situation is we have two amendments on the floor. The only thing we can do at the moment is vote on those amendments. You have to vote on at least one before any other amendment can be made. Hello? Am I still on the line?
Yeah, we hear you. Summer, are you there? You're muted, Summer.
I can hear you, George.
Thank you.
Okay, well, did you finish, George?
Yes.
Okay, so we have two amendments on the floor. Is there any more discussion? Or did we run out of time for discussion, George? I'm not sure.
No, when it's postponed, it's open again. For discussion.
You're right. Okay. So,
I don't know how much time we want for this. We've got 25 minutes for the till time certain for the meeting.
Well, the agenda had 20 minutes total for the governance committee for the two motions. So,
okay.
You wanna...
so 20 minutes it is then.
That'll put us right up against the end of our agenda time for the open session anyway.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Summer.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get off of mute. So you're done, George, correct?
Yes.
Okay, is there discussion? Stat? Okay, maybe not.
This is Ken. I can do discussion on the Second Amendment.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Can you read it? I don't see it on the agenda. It's not on the agenda, right?
It wasn't distributed. George just made a motion. At the beginning of the meeting.
Oh, no, I distributed it at the beginning of the meeting. Everyone should have it.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, okay, I see it.
You see it? Okay. Go ahead.
So I'm addressing Lydia's amendment to bring the materials to the station or make them available to everybody. There have been breaches to security where information about the candidates has been made public in print. And it is... therefore, inappropriate to provide greater transparency, or I'm not saying what the word is, like to make them less secure. I think what we should do with this motion is disapprove the amendments and get a substitute motion. So therefore, I'd vote against these amendments. And it's really inappropriate to make these materials more available when we already have two or three documented instances of security violations.
If I may, not to Bill.
I'm not talking about any specifics. I'm just saying that's the situation on the ground.
Oh, well, Bill, could you take the chair for just a moment? I'm going to jump stack here.
Who's also on the stack? I wasn't paying attention.
There is no stack at this point, Bill.
Okay. All right.
I'm not jumping stack, but I do need to.
So you want to be on the stack, Summer?
Yeah, I need to.
Okay.
On some level, some of this may be. There have been such severe breaches of confidentiality out of this committee that I think from a legal perspective, it has to be disbanded in its entirety. That's what's been done by all the EDs before me when people basically just leaked stuff like a sieve, and that has so clearly happened with this committee. That I don't know if I should say that the board shouldn't take a vote on these particular things because they're dealing with other aspects of breaches, but I think from a labor perspective, I'm probably in the legal position of having to shut down the committee in my capacity as IED because what's been done certainly violates anything to do with confidentiality in a hiring practice. So I'll let the board continue. I'm not going to shut down voting on this, but I think the board needs to be aware of that, that frankly the entire committee, probably the entire process probably has to be stopped in its track. I'm seeking some guidance on that, but I certainly know from precedent as to what has been done in previous instances with gross breaches of confidentiality is the committees have been disbanded, the search process has been stopped, and the ED has intervened. And that's where I'm prepared to go at this point because I'm not prepared to be sued because of the lack of ethics of certain board members and perhaps other people as well in breaching things. So, anyway,
I think so. And this is Lydia.
Okay, just remind everybody, we're going to need to vote on the amendments before we vote on the motion, so
I'm not speaking to the motions or to the amendments. I'm simply making the board aware that there are things which go far beyond the scope of procedural irregularities in this situation and reach to the point that may require legal intervention to prevent liability for the foundation, and that's my duty to ascertain if that's the case, in which case I'll take the appropriate action. So, okay, I'm done. Thank you. Go ahead. Bill, I'll let you, since I spoke, you can go ahead and share the rest of this section, I suppose.
Okay, I mean, you didn't really speak in favor or against the motion.
I'm happy to take the chair back, and I'm not going to keep jumping in to give my opinion on these motions. I just think the board needs to be aware that there is a larger situation that has occurred around this particular committee process than is apparent by the motions or the amendments. Okay, so yeah, I'll take the chair back, and I'm not going to speak to the motions one way or the other. Go ahead, Lydia. Did you want to speak?
Yes, I did. May I speak now?
Okay. Yes, of course.
So,
go ahead.
And this is speaking to just procedurally first of what Summer said, is that the instance she invoked in the past where the IED intervened was prior to the time that we passed the motion that is currently, that was currently passed by the PMV regarding the PD search, where it does give the option of starting a new process. Given the length of time that this process has been going on, which has been over a year, et cetera. So even all of those other issues, could there be legal challenges? Absolutely, not just in terms of what Summer believes to be the case, but also in terms of the prerogatives of the LSB, also anchored in the PD search motion. And unfortunately, I don't think we can consider this motion in open session, even though, you know, I'm always striving for that. But I don't care how you fail it, we're still, just by addressing issues about the process since the candidates have been interviewed, that we should not be discussing this in open session.
Are you moving to move it to closed session, Lydia?
Yes, I am.
Is there a second?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, are you the second?
I'm not seconding. I wanted to get on the stack.
Okay, so first let me see if there's a second. Is there a second to Lydia's motion?
Yes, second Campbell.
Campbell, okay. Go ahead, Tracy. I'll let you go up on stack.
I'm thinking that since the executive director has stated that some sort of executive action is, I guess, imminent on this matter, it kind of makes sense to me, rather than moving this from one session to the other, to either postpone it to the next meeting with an update to be given there, or potentially to even table it, because it seems to me that the motion really only belongs on the floor if and when executive action is taken or taken. But if something is, it's kind of weird to be doing things, you know, one with the right hand and one with the left hand. Make a motion to postpone this to the next and hope that we'll have an updated report, i.e. at that point, whatever action is taken or not taken.
Okay, so you're moving to move this to the next meeting, is that correct?
Well, yeah, since you're telling me that you are considerably considering some action, I think we should give you some time to proceed with that and do whatever we're going to do on a board level following that, not prior to it.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second to that?
Teresa, a second.
Okay, so that's the substitute. So we don't have to take forever. The substitute motion is to simply to postpone this until the next meeting. So
there's no objection.
You are an optimist, Teresa. Is there an objection? Oh, my gosh. Okay, maybe not. All right, if there's no objection to postponing to the next meeting, I'll take some action and I'll give you a report.
I don't think that was the intent, was it? If that's the intent, then that's how it should be phrased.
Well, she said to see if I do or do not take action. Okay, so so the motion is postponed until the next meeting. That would be a substitute for Lydia's motion, which is to refer this to executive session. So is there an objection to postponing this to the next meeting or not?
But is part of the wording that you're going to make a decision about taking away the processor and the LSV? Is that
what's
sitting here?
What the member said is it sounds like the executive director, IED, may take some action and we should wait and see if that is done or not. Obviously, anything I do, I would do in consultation with legal counsel. I have no intention of creating any liabilities for us that I can avoid, okay? But I do think that it has reached the employment level of action that requires action on my part, frankly. So that wasn't part of the motion, Lydia, but based on what I
said. We have to understand what we're voting on, and so in that case, then it's not a simple postponement. It is something else, so I will be voting no, since I do not believe the IED should be intervening.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so that would be an objection. So the substitute motion is to postpone this to our next meeting, and the motion for which it is substituting was to move it to executive session for further discussion. So if you support postponing it to the next meeting, then please vote yes. If you do not and want to move it to executive session, then vote no. If you don't want to do either one and you want to continue to discuss in your open session, then you would vote no on both, okay, just as we did in the previous situation. So what's on the floor right now is the substitute to postpone to the next meeting. If you support that, please vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Bill, could you call the roll, please?
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako? Can't hear you, Nia. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Liddy Razon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Carter votes yes. Kathy Davis? Not on the call. Revelyn Gold? Not on the call. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza, are you back? Don't hear you, Afia. Laura Privis?
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Not on the call. George Ryder?
Abstain.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
No.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner, not on the call. Okay, yes, folks, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
did
9.
Did Nia vote?
No, I didn't hear Nia. Are you there, Nia?
Hello?
Can't hear Nia.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, how you vote, Nia?
I said no. I noticed you didn't say thank you. But I voted no.
Okay, thank you. I didn't hear you, but I hear you now. Okay, got you as a no. Okay, so we have 9 yeses, no votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the motion to postpone is approved.
Okay, folks. Thank you.
Okay, I believe we have time for 5 minutes for the next item from the Governance Committee.
All right, and we also agreed to give Tracy a 5 minutes of personal privilege. So go ahead and take the next item from the Governance Committee, George, and we'll just try to push through, okay? Thanks.
Okay. The motion as it came out of the committee is, and it was passed 6-0 with 3 abstentions, the Governance Committee recommends to the Pacifica National Board that in order to ensure an even playing field for all Pacifica employees at all Pacifica stations, eligible employees at KPFT-FM be encouraged to consider forming a bargaining unit. If that proves difficult due to the small size of the potential unit, then employees are encouraged to look into an accretion request with the nearest geographical Pacifica bargaining unit, in this case, the AFTRA unit in Los Angeles. So that's the motion as it came from the committee. Let me say that I want to move to amend it, actually. And this is coming from me. It's not coming from the committee. It needs a second. And strike the last sentence. If that proves difficult due to the small size of the potential unit, then employees are encouraged to look into an accretion request with the nearest geographical Pacifica bargaining unit, in this case the AFTRA unit in Los Angeles. It just seems inappropriate to me for the PMB to be picking and choosing or recommending particular unions for the KPFC staff to join. And so I'm moving to strike that. Do I have a second for that?
Is there a second?
Teresa,
I'm sorry.
Nia's a second. They should be picking their own union. This is Nia. I'll second that.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second this too.
All right, I had Teresa for the stack.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay.
Dan for the stack.
I'm sorry, George?
Dan?
It was Dan, it was me.
Sorry. Okay, George, I'm sorry, before I go on, did you want to motivate before I go on to other people, George?
I did. I mean, I just think it's inappropriate for the PMB
okay.
to be recommending a union to the staff.
Okay, thank you. I have Teresa, then Tracy, then Dan. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, I would vote against this. I don't understand why the PMB would even come up with a motion to even suggest this. If these people want to have a union, they can do the research and they can organize, as they have recently held a meeting or a party, actually, among themselves. So I think they can do their own organizing, and why we would have to say, well, we think you need to organize. I don't think that's necessary, and I think we have better things to do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Tracy, is next.
Okay, a couple of things. This motion sort of came out of some concern expressed by a PNB member from Houston about the inequities that come from having a partially unionized workforce and then having individuals who are doing the same work from a non-union perspective because they're in a different state. And I think there are substantial inequities. Basically, it's a question of whether, as an organization, we're perfectly content to sort of have those inequities station to station, or whether we feel that it would be better for the organization to have everybody on an even playing field, if possible. This is, of course, a recommended motion. It's a philosophical motion. Obviously, the organizing of a union belongs to the individuals involved, but I think it's important for the PNB to state that we are not in support of this kind of inequity. We don't consider the status quo to be satisfactory, and that in all honesty, our preference would be, if we are in fact a union employer, for all of our eligible employees to be in unions. What I would also say is that the problem that you're going to have in Texas is that it's a very small unit, and essentially as an independent unit, they're not going to be particularly attractive. because there's not the quantity there that you need. I believe that's essentially why it hasn't happened in the past. So the purpose of the second sentence is simply to make clear that options are available. To introduce a third union and a fifth bargaining unit into the foundation becomes a tremendous stress on the national office. We're already dealing with two different unions and four different contracts, and basically we're negotiating union contracts every single year instead of once every couple of years like most organizations do. So to me, it seemed that this was a suggestion for a mode, potentially.
120 minutes.
And if the union agreed that serve employees without making the job of the Pacifica National Office even harder. So it's a recommended motion, and no, I don't think that the language should be stripped, and I think it's perfectly appropriate for work.
Okay, I can't hear you too well, Tracy, but I did hear what you had to say. Are you done? Really hard to hear you, folks. I don't know. Somebody needs to mute his or her phone. Tracy, were you done?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Dan, you're up.
Well, I agree with Teresa, and I say that as a union lawyer. I think this motion is at best patronizing and at worst an unfair labor practice as, in other words, management interfering with the rights of employees to decide how to organize themselves from a union point of view. I think it's none of the PNB's business, and I think it should be defeated. If the workers at KPFT want to form a union, they can form a union, and I think we should recognize it. And they can form a union among themselves without affiliating with some other union or any union, just KPFT Workers Union, if that's what they want to do. If we're concerned that workers at KPFT are paid less than KPFA workers, we can simply direct management to pay them the same as people at KPFA are paid. That's within our prerogative as management, but it's not within our prerogative to tell people how to organize themselves.
Amen.
We're out of time on the 20 minutes for the Governance Committee report.
All right, folks, so we're going to take votes on this. I told Tracy she could have 5 minutes. You're all going to have to, you know, please bear with. So what we have on the floor is an amendment to strike the language recommending the accretion to the SAG-AFTRA unit in Los Angeles. We're going to vote on that first, whether or not that amendment stays. And then there will be the main motion, which you can either decide to vote yes or no on it. Could you read the substitute language, George, please, the part we'd be striking if that passes?
Okay, the part that's being struck is, if that proves difficult, which is to form a bargaining unit, due to the small size of the potential unit, that employees are encouraged to look into an accretion request nearest geographical typical bargaining unit, in this case, the AFTRA unit in Los Angeles.
Okay, thank you. So if you support striking that language, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. And then we'll get to the main motion, which you can vote yes or no upon. Bill, could you please call the roll?
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Abstain.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
No.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Abstain.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Let me pass for a second.
Okay. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis, not on the call. Reverend Gold, not on the call. Heather Gray?
I'm passing.
Okay. Campbell Johnson?
I'll pass for a moment.
Okay. Ali Alexa?
I'll pass.
Okay. Fia Wangaza, are you back? Can't hear you, Fia. Laura Privis?
Can you restate the motion for me?
This is a motion to strike the last sentence.
Do you need me to read that?
Yeah, I'll abstain.
Okay. Marcel Reed's another call. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll vote no.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
I abstain.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Not on the call. Okay, the passes. Mia Bediako?
God, this is my second time. I'm going to say no.
No? Okay, thank you. Heather Gray?
I'll abstain.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
I'll abstain.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
I'll vote no.
Thank you. Okay. Yes votes. 1, 2, 3. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 abstentions. So that amendment fails.
Okay, so we're now down to the main motion. Without that language having been stripped, if you support it, vote yes. If you do not, vote no or abstain. Bill, please call the roll.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Sorry, pass.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
No.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
No.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Nope.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
No.
What was that, Carolyn? I didn't understand what you said, Carolyn. Okay, I don't hear your vote. Woody Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis? Not on the call. Revlon Gold? Not on the call. Heather Gray?
No.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
I'll abstain.
Thank you. Afi Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afi. Laura Privis?
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Not on the call. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
No.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Not on the call. Ken Aaron? Was it a pass?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Yes votes, 0. No votes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 3 abstentions. So it fails.
Thank you, Bill. All right, folks, so I'm going to give Tracy 5 minutes of personal privilege. And Tracy, obviously, I ask that you refrain from saying anything that would be not appropriate on open session. And I will text our legal counsel to join us momentarily, in 5 minutes, on the closed session, all right? So go ahead, Tracy. You have the floor, please.
No, this will be fast. It won't take 5 minutes. This was just in response to a request by Member Reed regarding the closed session agenda. She had requested that an item, and I won't go into detail about it, it's just regarding the relocation of WPFW, be moved to the head of the closed session agenda. And I believe that that probably was done or at least was entertained. When I saw the closed session agenda, that had happened. And I just wanted to note for the record, because there have been a number of accusations directed my way by members of the KPFA local station board and various listeners, that in some way the PNB was not getting to the topic of the injunction on the recall election and what, if anything, would happen next, due in some part to machinations on my part in closed session, and there did not seem to be any effort by anyone on the PNB to correct those perceptions. And I just wanted to record basically on the open session that, in fact, members of the Pacifica National Board are placing items on the agenda in closed session in front of that item, and they're not me. And that's the reason that the PNB is not getting to the matter over and over again. That's all.
All right. Thank you. All right, everyone. So let's adjourn to closed session, please. And I'm not sure that I saw a closed session agenda. I know I wasn't given one at our last meeting, somewhat related to myself. But, Bill, if you could make sure that I have one, please, in whatever permutation it is.
Okay, I'll check.
I'm not sure. Perhaps he sent it. I just missed it.
Okay.
Thank you.